Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. What are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about bucket hats.
Bucket hats?
I don't know why.
That feels quite Mac DeMarco. I think he's a bit of a bucket hat.
Yeah, but then the more I thought about it, I can't think of a time where I've seen him wear one. But I haven't seen, what am I? I don't know.
Anyway, bucket hats.
Have you seen him at the beach?
No. I can't imagine him going to the beach. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's move on from him.
Yeah.
Bucket hats, mate. What are we talking about them?
Oh, well, I just kind of was wondering, because I often like think about things and then go, where did they come from? How did that happen? And they were kind of first kind of conceived around 1900 for fishermen.
Conceived. I love that.
Conceived in early 1900s for fishermen and Irish farmers.
Okay.
And I actually think I know someone with a bucket hat that's got fish hooks on it.
Like so a little like sand hanging in the brim.
Yeah. Because you can keep stuff in it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I guess like the original ones were made of wool and the lanolin, causes it to be waterproof. So that's it's so kind of handy. And it's got a downward brim that goes all the way around in case people don't know. And of course you can like fold it up because it's fabric. Mm. So it's easy to carry around.
And it's not like a cap in that it has like a hard shell part.
Yeah. Hard shell. I think that the peak is the name of it.
But it's in the shell in the sense
shell.
That it's like, it's a hard
shell. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
We should come up with new names
new
for
names,
everything.
Rename all the parts of clothing.
Yeah. And then in the 1940s, of course, olive cotton ones were created for the US Army, shade them from the sun. And that continued on through to Vietnam War and that
so
sort of
I have
thing.
A problem with that because I really don't feel like the backside of a bucket hat does that much shading.
No,
does
it depends. Really? Depends quite, how you hold your head.
It's not
head.
Like it's got a wide brim.
Yeah,
we used to have a rule at my primary school. I feel like this is quite a universal rule. So do let me know if your school also had this of no hat, no play at lunchtime. Oh. So if you didn't have your hat, you couldn't play. You had to sit under the tree in the shade because they didn't want you to get sunburnt. And you weren't allowed to use bucket hats at our school because they apparently didn't give you enough shade. You had to use those big, massive, wide brim ones that make you look.
I
like
can understand
you're on a safari
that,
or something.
I can't, I don't think that how much sun protection do they really provide?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
We didn't have that role at my school, but I'm talking about 1854. Yeah. Where there was no hole in the ozone, so it didn't really matter.
1854, all right, Penny.
So of course, but then in the 60s, that's when the bucket hat became kind of quite fashionable, which is, we talk about a lot of things that actually become fashionable in the 60s.
They come out of practical use and into fashion.
Yeah, and so that kind of introduced tweed and felt and quite stiff fabrics so that they could be kind of more stylized and that sort of thing. And then I guess
because it's like, what are you really doing if you're wearing a bucket hat? And then sometimes people turn the front part up.
Yeah,
it's like that is really not. You're really not providing any protection there.
Yeah, and then of course 1980s. If you look at a lot of album covers and things like that, the hip hop culture kind of brought that into popular culture. It's rumored that the first bucket hat wearing rapper was said to be Big Bank Hank of Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, okay.
Who did Rapper's Delight. I don't know if I really believe that. I'm sure that there were heaps of people wandering around.
I'd like to
around.
Think that he put that out there as well. He was like, yeah, I was the first person that wore a bucket. And he's like anonymously made a Wikipedia page and just added that fact in there. I'd like to think that might be how that came about.
Totally. Wikipedia page in the 1980s.
And of course, the 90s, that's the one that I remember the most, with the baggy culture of Oasis and Stone Roses.
Yeah, someone just texted in, Penny Rennie from Stone Roses, Bucket Hat King, changed headwear for a generation.
Yeah, and they had the, the kind of Jackson Pollock inspired splatter ones.
Yeah.
And, and that's kind of where I most remember them from. But if you think about it, it's kind of weird because you always think, oh, it's quite cool people wearing these bucket hats and things like that. But on screen, if you think Bob Denver, who was Gilligan in Gilligan's Island, he wore a white bucket hat and he was kind of like a dorky kind of character.
Yeah.
And there's lots of people, I think even Mr. Roper from Three's Company, Wilson from Home Improvement.
I think it's so dependent
someone
on who...
Someone said the first colonel in MASH had a bucket hat with hooks as well.
I think it's so dependent on who wears it though, because I can look at someone with a bucket hat on and be like, oh, okay, that person
fashion.
Is styly and cool and whatever, but when I put one on, I instantly feel like I've reverted back to 4-year-old Tess.
Yeah, I just,
I don't know why. I've always, it just that's yeah. how it looks and feels.
I've always wanted one. I've never had one. The Zambezi one they did last summer with the Zambezi print on was cool. my favourite, yeah. and I really love that. And I just never got round to getting one. But I just don't know whether I can carry it off. But I love them.
I reckon
but
you definitely also, could.
Yeah.
I think they suit short hair as well. I think if you've got short bob and a bucket yeah. hat, it's very 90s. Very yeah. 90s cool.
I reckon like a fur one. Or like fur a faux fur one, hat. I mean.
Faux fur one.
Yeah, like a yeah. black faux fur one.
I can
see
cool. you
that'd be very, very Penelope Noir.
You know, because you see a lot of like... faux cheetah print ones, that's what I'm yeah. thinking. Like
someone else has said, didn't Fred Dagg's Trev wear bucket hats? I'm pretty sure he did, didn't he? Trev with his, you know, little bucket hat, the classic sort of Kiwi bloke kind of
yep.
thing. And someone else has said that they bought a BFM bucket hat at the summer series in the late 1990s, and he also thought it was called a pork pie hat. Is that another name for them, or are they slightly different?
I think a pork pie hat kind of similar shape, but is this, so maybe that's like the stiff 60s kind of version.
Okay. Right.
Because they had, I think, a smaller brim.
Right.
A bucket hat, when you think about it, probably like 2.5 to 3 inches around the edge.
Yep.
Pork pie, I think, might be only about an inch and a half.
So
but
it's
I
a, bit,
could be
it's
wrong.
A bit more yep. like the sort of shape of a
yeah,
pie.
Yeah, and
guess.
It's more yeah. stiff. And I'm like thinking of the ones where
like
you can just like screw it up and.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Yep. Someone just, this is genius, someone just said, which is so true, maybe bucket hats protect against the rain rather than the sun.
Oh, that's
and that's
a good
so
point.
True, because you can buy
point.
Bucket hat raincoat material.
Yeah, well, originally that's what they did. It was actually to protect them from the rain.
I'm thinking, yeah. you know, that's not very sun smart.
But no, but I did not. Say that the olive or well, khaki ones were introduced to for sun protection and, you know, so they. I guess it's like both ways. But like... Don't some hats have those big flaps at the back?
Yeah,
like
that's
the
not,
school
that's
ones.
Definitely
eh?
Not a bucket
that,
hat,
that was one that you were definitely allowed to wear if you wanted to, you know, get past the no hat, no play rule. If you yep. had the like the peaked cap at the front and then the flap down the back, that seems like iconic, you know, childhood sun safety hats to me.
But those yeah. those also had peaks, right? Didn't they?
Yeah,
at
yeah,
the
yeah.
Front.
Like
they
a cat.
Like
it was basically
had,
like a cat with a big flap.
Ah, right. Yeah.
So they didn't have the soft.
A hat shell.
Yeah.
Crust.
Hat shell at the front. Curtain like at the back.
That is what it is, right?
It is. It is what it is.
That's the hard plastic inside the hat.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
They definitely had a big revival. The whole 90s fashion revival thing brought bucket hats right back up to the fore. They're very Laneway. I feel like you see a lot of bucket hats at Laneway.
Yeah.
Sort of in the summer. Yeah.
I think we should Run DMC wore a leather one.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, their ones were really cool. I think that we should have, you know, I mean, yeah, it was kind of like last summer there were heaps of them. I think we should keep that trend. I've got to find a cool one. Maybe I should get a black leather one.
Fur, or faux fur, or I could see one like a shiny polyurethane one or something like that.
And I'll put some fish hooks on
yeah.
it.
I've got to say, I can't see that happening.
This is the most iconic bucket hat. Someone's just texted in from my childhood, and that was Props Boy from What Now used to
oh,
wear a bucket
that's right.
hat. And it had like the visor that he pulled down over his eyes, and so he had like a little visor part, and I thought they were so cool when I was 8. I was like, I want one of those with the sunglasses built in.
I remember Props Boy. I don't think anyone can ever critique a bucket hat. I think that they're just
a classic piece of, you know, practical fashion.
Yeah.
Like someone said, young guy at work called it my dad hat, and I just feel like...
Nah, it's cool. It's that, cool. Bucket hats are cool.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everyone can wear the bucket hat. I think we're going to play some iconic bucket hat band
Yay,
music now.
Awesome.
thank you, Penny, for bringing us bucket hats this morning.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.